All in the merry month of May, the prime time of the year, a young man walked upon a day with one he loved most dear. And as these lovers secretly within the woods did walk, where bears and lions lurking lie, and sprites do nightly walk, this young man's will was by his skill to find her pulse to beat, that he in love his heart might prove to quench a furious heat, which she felt glowing in her veins, most ready to surprise, which caused him for to spare no pains, but freely to advise. This damsel gay a while to stay under that pleasant shade. 'Twas so obscure they might be sure they could not be betrayed. Nor did they fear what prying ear might listen with pretense, since what they spoke might still be took into a double sense. Her pretty tempting foot and leg his senses so did charm. He said, "My dear, if I draw near, thou needest fear no harm." She bid him freely use his mind, so that he would not flatter. He joyed to see she was so kind, and longed for to be at her. He took her in his arms so smooth, in truth I do not mock. Not meaning any harm at all, he straight took up her block. Whereupon she sat, poor silly maid, to rest her weary bones. But she, being no whit afraid, caught hold upon his thumbs, which made him then for to cry, oh, that all his face did wrinkle. But she, being not at all dismayed, catched hold upon his pimple, which then was growing on his face. But let this pimple pass, for there is none but may suppose she was a jovial lass. He ventured lowly, being tall, and in his speeches blunt. He made no more, but took up all, and catched her by the plump. Red cheeks so comely that did show, which caused him still to pluck her. Likewise he had a mighty mind to kiss, to cull, and duck her. "Pish, fie, away," she then did say, "what needeth all this doing? If you will now be ruled by me, we'll use small time in wooing. I'll lay me down upon the ground amongst these sliding segs, and all my coats I'll tuck up round and spread abroad my eggs, which I have in my basket here, fast to my girdle tucked. Then I shall be in handsome gear, and ready to be ducked into some pleasant running stream, for now's the time of the year to wash and scour everything, both hands, face, eyes, and ear." He presently, with might and main, finding his girl so quick, resolving for to ease her pain, pulled out a standing stick, which he had growing in that place. It was so smooth and good, he put fresh colour in her face, and sweetly stirred her blood. She cried, "Oh fie, you are so rude, unless you make an end. We are so close together glued, I shall be forced to rend my smock in sunder to be gone, or else I am beguiled. If we should stay together long, I sure should be with wild beast sore affrighted in these woods, for there the danger lies. I feel the little streaming floods run trickling down my eyes. For fear of dangers that ensue, such pretty wanton play. Therefore leave off, I have my due, and dare no longer stay. He courteously took up his mate that sported underneath, and lovingly this couple sate for to recover breath, and sure they might without offense exchange some harmless kisses. He's not alive that will not strive for to enjoy such blisses. Let none these modest lines mistake, nor put themselves to trouble by false constructions for to make this pleasant sense seem double. If any evil here lie hid, 'tis but imagination, for what this couple said or did was for their recreation.